tragic is your daily life. If you lose God's love ability to feel the needs of your neighbor, and in his love meet those needs, oh, how sad, oh, how empty is your life without the love of God that can feel the needs of others and pour in their all and soothing one. Though I speak with tongues of angels and have my charity, God's love in me, I am like tinkling brass and cymbals. I make sounds never need any need. I know all God's mysteries, have all knowledge working in me. If I cannot feel the needs of others before my Father, I am nothing. Sick, a race of death, faith that can move mighty mountains. Without his love, I am still dead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ, I now ask you, take my body, your love sacrifice, make me to love my neighbor, do with my body what you please. This only I will ask of you, bring forth your love in me that pleases to you. gospel, Jesus Christ, love speaking in him. Who is my neighbor? The people ask that I might love him as myself. Christ, I'm speaking in him, spoke a parable of the good Samaritan, showing who your neighbor be, the one that has a need that you see. Samaritan found his neighbor on a road who's bleeding and hurting. Then he met the need of his neighbor. He poured in the oil and wine. Good Samaritan used what he had, which was all in soothing wine, and he met the need of his new neighbor that he found bruised and bleeding. So who now could your neighbor be, if whosoever the divine love of Jesus Christ moves inside you to meet that need. Up your eyes, look around you. Fields are now white unto harvest. The whole world is a harvest field, filled with your neighbors and all their needs. In the highways and byways lives your neighbors with all their needs. To every need God has an answer. Jesus in you has met that need. Some save with compassion, showing the tender love I've got. On others making a difference, save with fear and judgment. How tragic is your daily life if you lose God's love ability to feel the need of your neighbor and in his love meet those needs. Oh, how sad, oh, how empty is your life without the love of God that can feel the need of others and pour in the all and soothing wine. I speak the tongues of angels and have not charity, God's love in me. I am like kings in brass and cymbals. I make sound, never meet any need. Though I know all God's mystery, have all knowledge working in me. If I cannot feel the needs of others before my Father, I am nothing. Though I have all gifts in me, heal the sick or raise the dead, faith that can mighty mountain. Without his love, I am still dead. My Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of Christ, I now ask you, take my body, your love sacrifice, make me to love my neighbor, do with my body what you please. This only I would ask of you, praying for your love in me, that pleasing to you I may be. So with God's love that abhors with evil, love the people, hates the evil that has caused their life to be bondage. In Jesus Christ, you set them free. God's love moving in you, releasing his power and all your gifts, his healing virtue flowing through you, I send you out in God's love to do the supernatural thing that Jesus Christ has caused to be created in you. To begin to meet others' needs and let his life and love perfect you. I wish I had a better voice, a voice of angels to inspire you of your need of God's love in you. But since I have the voice God gave me, like the Samaritans all in one, I use on you the voice I have, trusting my Father by the Holy Ghost to impart, bring his love alive in you. I wish I had I could play a sweet tune unto you, that I might inspire you in his love, that he might bring forth in you what lights the spirit and all in one. I use the fingers that God gave me, trusting my Father by the Holy Ghost hard to you and bring his love alive in you.